Joined now by Bob Morano, the director of Orange County Animal Services. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Friend of the station. You've heard him before. And here today to talk about some events that are taking place now and are coming up throughout the month of September. But Orange County Animal Services has been a little bit busier this year, I think, than you might have hoped, because the number of rabies cases has spiked a little bit in Orange County this year.
It has really spiked, Aaron. We have had 18 cases so far this year, and that's really 50% more than we've had in any of the last 3 years. And those are all confirmed cases of rabies. We have other cases where we have suspicions of rabies, but we're not able to test because the animal's not available. That 18 is solely the number of laboratory confirmed tests. And it appears that we'll have more than 20 cases this year. We hope not 30, but somewhere between 20 and 30 seems reasonable to project at this point, which is a spike, as you said.
Yeah. Still worth noting, though, I think we've spoken before about this, and what was it, back in the 1990s, it was much, much larger than this.
At the outset of the so-called raccoon rabies epidemic in the late 1990s, we had more than 100 laboratory-confirmed cases of rabies in Orange County alone. So we certainly are down from that historic high, but there's a cyclical process we seem to go through every 3 to 5 years, and we've been in the bottom of that cycle, and we seem to be bouncing back up this year. And if the past pattern holds into the future, we would expect not only to have a higher number this year, but next year and possibly the year after as well.
So, and worth noting, of course, with 18, 20, maybe 30 cases, you know, 100,000 people in Orange County, people might still be complacent and say, well, this won't happen to me or my pets, but this is happening all over Orange County. It's happening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, as well as rural Orange County, too. And you mentioned there are some cases of rabies that are occurring that are never going to be confirmed or included in the statistics. Right. What's the if you can speculate, if there's 18 confirmed cases, how many actual
cases? We do not test animals for rabies unless there is an exposure to a person or an exposure to an unvaccinated animal. It is often the case that we receive calls from pet owners of dogs or cats who report that they that their dog or cat has had an encounter with a bat or a raccoon or a fox. And in those cases, if the animal is currently vaccinated and there's been no human exposure, we may simply have them vaccinate or booster their animal to protect the animal. And therefore, because we don't submit that specimen to the state laboratory, we don't count it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's reasonable to say probably that the suspected cases of rabies are at least twice as high as that 18, and conceivably between 2 and 3 times as high.
So what then, we're speaking with Bob Morano, by the way, director of Orange County Animal Services. What are the most important steps that we can take to make sure our pets are protected?
Well, I think that one of the things that that's so obvious and we don't talk about as much as we might is just being sure that our dogs and cats are not outside unsupervised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anytime we have a free-roaming an animal in a setting like Orange County where we have a lot of wild areas, we're going to have encounters with raccoons and foxes, groundhogs, skunks, and other wild animals in our dogs and cats. So keeping our animals up is really important, not having them outside unsupervised. And, of course, there's no substitute at all for vaccinations. And, you know, our pets, from dogs, cats, and ferrets, from the time they're 4 months of age, should be currently vaccinated against rabies. And one of the really unfortunate situations that we encounter, and we've encountered this a number of times this year, is we have an animal who has been vaccinated in the past, but the vaccination's lapsed, and for whatever reason, there's a 6-week or 8-week period of lapse, and there's an exposure, and we cannot regard that animal as vaccinated under existing public health protocols and state law. And what that means is we have to go through a process of having the owner decide whether they're going to quarantine the animal at a veterinary clinic at a very substantial cost, or they're going to elect to have the animal euthanized. And it's a very trying experience. So keeping our animals vaccinated. The other point that is really important, and it's again something that we wish happened less than it does, is that when there is an exposure for a vaccinated animal, that animal needs to receive another rabies shot, a so-called booster shot, within 5 days. If that's done, then that animal will be protected, and that's all that needs to be done. If the animal is not vaccinated within or boosted within that 5-day period, the animal's regarded as unvaccinated under public health protocols and state laws, and we go back to the choices, the really unseemly choices of having to euthanize the pet or quarantine it for 6 months. So current vaccinations, boostering, and supervision of our animals outside are really critical.
And every booster is it a year? Is that the
Generally after the
depends
first,
on the pet. I think
it does depend a bit on the pet and on the vaccination itself and how the vaccination is certified. But generally speaking, the first vaccination a dog, cat, or ferret receives is good for a year, and each subsequent vaccination is good for 3 years. There are some vaccinations that don't have aren't certified for 3 years, but most of the time people are getting them for 3 years.
And you've got low-cost vaccination clinics coming up periodically, so when's the next one?
We do. We have some toward the end of September, and people can go to our website to find those exact dates and locations on our rabies page, and we have two vaccination clinics, low-cost vaccination clinics, where we are offering the rabies shot for $10, and at one of those clinics, we're also offering microchips for $25, and those are being offered this year, as we do every year, in coordination with World Rabies Day, which is an international event that public health and animal control and care personnel organized to stem rabies, which fortunately in the United States is not responsible for very many fatalities anymore, but worldwide there are about 55,000 fatalities due to rabies.
And one of the first books this is totally beside the point, but one of the first books I ever remember reading, my parents got me this box full of value books, and it was little biographies of famous people from history, and the first one that I read out of that was Louis Pasteur, and the book is all about how he discovers the vaccine.
It is amazing what protection the vaccine can provide, and the huge developments in science and knowledge that have enabled us in the first world or throughout mm-hmm. the first world to really control rabies. And, you know, indeed in the United States several years ago, the leading spokesperson or the leading scientist in the CDC declared that canine rabies, the rabies that afflicted Old Yeller and dogs mm-hmm. of olden times, was eradicated in the United States. So most of the rabies we see here is not canine rabies, but rather raccoon rabies, or it may be a bat variant of rabies. But in the third world, in Asia and Central America, South America, canine rabies is still endemic, and the kinds of public health measures that we introduced here, the requirement of vaccinations for our animals, and the actual availability of a post-exposure prophylaxis to protect humans, those are all being introduced presently, and that's one of the real aims and goals of World Rabies Day, is to promote those things, rabies control and prevention worldwide, and to reduce the really unfortunate number of deaths that are still caused by rabies, which is a fatal virus.
Mm-hmm. A worldwide problem, and also, as you mentioned, an issue here at home, too. But worth noting, and this is by way of segue, if you adopt an animal from animal services, mm-hmm. it does come vaccinated, and there was a back-to-school adoption special mm-hmm. that just took place. How did that go?
Well, we were thrilled with the support that the back-to-school adoption special had. We actually adopted 184 animals in the month of August, which is the second highest number of animals we've ever adopted in a month. And we were really even more pleased with the number of cats we adopted. We adopted 120 cats,
wow.
which was the single highest monthly total for a single species since animal services has existed. We do these specials throughout the year to promote adoptions. We have many wonderful animals that need new homes, and during these adoption specials, we have discounted adoption fees, $50 for cats and $60 for dogs. And as a matter of fact, we extended the back-to-school adoption through this coming Saturday to continue to promote the adoption of these wonderful animals that are at our shelter.
So you've still got a chance to go to Orange County Animal Services on Eubanks Road and check out the animals and take part in the
Absolutely. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you meet some of the animals that we have, and consider adding a furry friend to your household.
It's a great opportunity. You mentioned there was the second highest monthly total. Do you know offhand what was number one?
195, which was August of last year.
I love how you have that just right off the top of your head. Like, not even, I know exactly what question you're going to ask. Not even skipping a beat.
We do try and track how we're doing so that if we're not doing well, we can make corrections. And when we are doing well, we can celebrate not just animal services in Orange County, but sheltering is always a community endeavor. And mm-hmm. we are so fortunate here in Orange County to have community support that translates into so many different things. And certainly having people come to us and look for animals is one of the greatest compliments that we can receive.
And that back-to-school adoption special is going on through this weekend, so you still have a chance to take part in that. Bob Morato, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, anything else coming up this month?
We do have a couple of other events I wanted to mention this month. One of them is our 10th annual dog swim, which is always a huge splash in the community.
Pun absolutely intended. Yeah.
And that is actually Saturday, September 13th at the A.D. Clark Pool at Hargraves Community Center in Chapel Hill. Last year, we had more than 100 dogs, and we had, I'm sure, probably close to 200 people. And if people haven't come, we encourage them to do so, whether with their pet or as a spectator. Animals need to be vaccinated. There's a $5 fee per dog. It's just really a joyous time for people, and it's wonderful to be present. Another event that we're participating in is National Preparedness Month, which is the month of September, and is part of the county's effort to be prepared for disasters of different kind. Animal Services is partnering with Orange County Emergency Services to offer a pet preparedness seminar on September 22nd at the Animal Services Center in the evening. And the point or the purpose of that is to really try and make people aware of how they need to prepare not only for the human members of their family, but the non-human members of their family in the event we have a natural disaster or a so-called man-made disaster of some kind.
And that's something you don't think about until it's too late when that happens. So good to be prepared in advance.
It is very, very much so. And we're going to be doing a number of things with emergency services. The seminar itself, which we hope people will come to, will have what's called a companion animal mobile equipment trailer on site for people to see. That's what we use to set up a co-location facility, say a Red Cross shelter for pets, something that's really come into its own in the last decade and something that we do here in Orange County. And we don't have the pets in the same area of the shelter as the people, but we have them in the same building. And that gives people a great sense of comfort and helps in the overall response to natural disasters. So we're excited to be participating in that and promoting that awareness of pet preparedness, and we'll be doing some online things with social media called Orange County Pet Prep, and there'll be more information forthcoming about that, as well as other events on our website in the coming weeks.
And that website is orangecountync.gov/animalservices,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
I was looking that up just now.
The key thing is the NC, because if you forget the NC, you can end up in New York, Florida, California.
Any one of those. Virginia's got one. Yeah.
So.
All right. OrangeCountyNC.gov/animalservices, the website. Go there. That back-to-school adoption special goes on until this weekend. And make sure your pets are vaccinated. So important, especially this year. Bob Morato, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.